It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
Okay, so today's show is all about increasing your libido. We've got a special guest today, Mary Jo Rapini, a licensed certified intimacy sex relationship psychotherapist. Now, that is a mouthful right there. But I think this is a good topic because as we talk about in our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health.
Chapter 8
is you got to have good intimacy. And by intimacy, we're talking about you got to have a good sex life. It's part of staying young and staying healthy. So I thought we'd talk about just some of the things in the practice. I know we're going to be visiting with the psychotherapist, but let's talk from a medical standpoint here. Sex drive killers, what we see.
Well, prescription medicine.
Oh, good point.
You know, antidepressants are a big one that will kill sex drive, both libido and performance. Also, medicines for high blood pressure, for example, beta blockers and others, will definitely affect sex as well. So and there may be other prescription medicines, but those right off the get-go are big ones.
I'm just curious. So the beta blockers, is it a blood flow thing? I mean, is that what happens?
Well, it's both. The blocker part of beta blocker blocks adrenaline, so it keeps people calm, but it blocks things that excite you. So, you know, normally you see someone of the opposite gender that would normally excite you, and the beta blockers block that reaction. So you just sort of blah about it.
And I wonder how many marriages that affects. Like, people don't realize that they're on particular medications that may be causing this. And I would think it probably would affect the men more than the women. You can correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh, it can affect both. There's no doubt about it.
But then the spouse is sitting there going, what's wrong with me? You know, I wonder if that happens. I would assume it does.
I mean, it's the old story. If there is an issue with sexual relations, ask your doctor. The first thing the doctor will do is look over the different medications you're on. So, you know, it's a simple thing to fix. Sometimes you can stay on a beta blocker if you need it for your heart, but the dose can be lowered. So that can make a difference.
Well, just be clear, it's a potential side effect. It doesn't happen every time. It's
That's
only
right.
about 10% of the patients, but it could be a
happen.
Problem. So one of the things that they've pointed out to we as practitioners is that we need to take a more detailed sexual history. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but when you're in there and you have 15 minutes to do a physical, you're covering, you know, have you had chest pain, you know, big time stuff. You're not getting around. And they say, especially with the women, because over 50% of women will report some degree of sexual dysfunction. Most of it could be overcome with some changes in things they're doing, either medications or otherwise. But, you know, the majority of the women walking in have sex is equal, probably actually more sexual dysfunction than the men do.
Well, and I think you pointed out a really big thing of why we have so many people fly in to see you guys is because you're right, that 15-minute physical doesn't get it. So when they come into Executive Medicine of Texas, they come in and they're there for a half a day and they're getting asked these important questions. You know, people are really able to say, look, this is what's going on in my life. And sometimes it's, you know, stress or lack of sleep or not enough exercise. There's a lot of reasons behind it. But when you take the time to ask the questions, get to the bottom of it, you can find the root of the problems.
And, of course, hormones and hormonal imbalances is
key.
You know, sometimes one hormone's right, but the other one's out of balance. So getting the right balance of hormones is key. And, you know, even this morning I saw a man and, you know, he's got libido issues and his thing was, well, we're really busy, we're really stressed. But then I showed him his lab results and it was a lack of, in his case, testosterone. So although it's true that stress can be a factor, work can be a factor, not enough exercise can be a factor, it's a complicated issue. You need to look at the problem in a global way.
But if your hormones are screwed up, you're going to be more stressed with less pressure,
well,
and you're not going to exercise.
It's chicken egg. It's a circular deal. Stress lowers testosterone. Testosterone, you know, loss of intimacy, increased stress. And, I mean, you're just in this downward spiral, and you got to start breaking those downward spirals.
Okay, that music means it's time. It's time for Doc Shock of the Day. I thought this was interesting. And it's time, you guys, put away the salt. I'm not just talking about take it off your dining room table. There's a new paper published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology. It's written by a team from the University of Delaware and Christina Kerr, and it points out that taking in excess salt is bad for more than just your heart. It's bad for other organs. So even if you don't suffer from high blood pressure, you still need to limit that salt intake. So the major problem with Americans is too much salt. And it's not from that salt shaker necessarily, because there's a lot of salt. And when you go out to eat in restaurants, they actually inject it into the meat, a lot of things you're eating. And it also is in packaged and processed foods. And we're even talking about breads, crackers, and cereal. So this is a huge discovery, I think, a huge position to take for them to say, you know, don't wait until you have high blood pressure. You may be the picture of health, but it's affecting your organs.
Right. And there have been reports saying that people don't have to be, you know, crazy about restricting salt, but that's not the issue. Most people in the United States just eat too much salt. It's just way out of hand and they don't even realize it.
Well, and salt is inflammatory. So mm-hmm. the key word that comes up across all disease processes is some level of inflammation going on. So when any of us take in sodium, it causes an inflammatory reaction. Your body has to put that fire out, the cortisol, and it damages tissues. It's interesting. When I was a young doc 25 years ago, you know, the recommendation was 3,000 milligrams or less of sodium. Dr. Gammon's nodding. You know, what is it now? 1,200 milligrams or less of sodium a day? So, I mean, it just keeps going down. Every few years, they keep dropping it down. So, I've looked up some of the fast foods, you know, some of the burgers, and this isn't not including the French fry. Just the burger have up to 800 milligrams of sodium in it.
Wow.
Just the burger.
And so, and then you think about, people don't eat just one burger in a day. So they're getting 2, 3, maybe 5 times the amount of salt that they actually need. And, you know, it's like suffocating all your internal organs. You're not going to stay young if you're not taking care of yourself. I want to make sure everybody knows to go to Facebook, look up Stay Young Media Group. Stay Young Media Group. We always post interesting things like what we were just talking about. We post links to the show, all kinds of fabulous stuff there. And you can invite your friends as well. And the website, StayYoungAmerica.com, StayYoungAmerica.com, and grab a pen. 844-WELL-100, number you're going to need, 844-WELL-100.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Listen up, girls. I want to talk to you for a minute about your breasts. That's right, I said breasts. It's up to us to take good care of them, and that means getting your yearly mammogram. People often ask me where I go to get mine. I choose Solis Mammography, not just because they're friendly and efficient, but because technology and experience matters. I wouldn't trust my breast health to anyone else. Solis offers 3D mammography so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. And knowing that they have the information they need gives me peace of mind that my results are accurate. When it comes to mammography, go where I go. Solis Mammography. Call now to find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. 866-717-2551. Or go online at solismammo.com. That's solismammo.com.
If you're like me, going to the doctor has never been at the top of your priority list. The hassle of finding a doctor and then sitting in a crowded waiting room has never been appealing. Luckily, I've been empowered to take charge of my health through the Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Program. The program includes a half-day extensive physical exam, complete with hormone evaluation, and then followed up with a plan designed just for me, where all the primary care visits with my Executive Medicine of Texas doctor are covered for the entire year. And the best part? My doctor is just a phone call away at any time. Each member of the Executive Medicine of Texas team works with you to help you achieve your personal health goals. If you're ready to take charge of your health, check out the Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Programs at emtexas.com or call 800-910-3932. emtexas.com or 800-910-3932. Don't be that person who puts off your health until it's too late. Visit emtexas.com or call 800-910-3932.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that's stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit stayyoungvitamins.com.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, so coming up in a few minutes, we're going to go there. That's right. We're going to be talking about increasing your libido and solving the issues of what's killing it. So don't go away because we've got a very special guest on with us, Mary Jo Rapini. She's a licensed, certified intimacy, sex, relationship psychotherapist. That is a long, long description of what she does. But basically, she tunes you up. She fixes you up so you can get back in the game, so to speak.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
Today's Immortal Minute is brought to you by Solus Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results.
That's where I get my memo.
So we have a study now that this actually came out online before it's been published, but it's from Scripps Research Institute and Mayo Clinic, and they've coined a term for new medications called senolytics. And these are medications that can slow the aging process down. Effectively, what they do is they get rid of senescent or aged dead cells, which accelerates the aging process, and it kind of clears out the old attitude of drinking. It only kills the weak ones. You know, it leaves the healthy ones intact. But interestingly, one of the medications or one of the chemicals that they used was quercetin. I can't ever say that. Can you say it better? Quercetin?
Quercetin.
Yeah, it was just found in apples. So previously we talked about the apple day. See how I'm tying all this together? It's looking good, right? That's the chemical that's in apples, and when in a processed or used as medical food, has actually been shown to prolong longevity and health span in mice, and it has been shown that it'll do that in humans too. So that'll be one out there that's probably going to evolve like resveratrol that you'll want to add, and you know, basically it's your apple a day.
Apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Well, you know, apples also have a neurotransmitter, acetylcholine, so it keeps your brain good too. So
well, and of course, it acts as an antihistamine and an anti-inflammatory is how it has its effect. So, you know, we're getting back to that, you know, block inflammation, and when you have allergies or histamine release, it's due to inflammation.
But I don't think it'll help libido for that.
I don't know, but we're going to ask. Okay, we're going to welcome Mary Jo Rapini. She's a licensed certified intimacy sex relationship psychotherapist. See how fast I can do that? She was featured.
Really good.
I thought you'd be impressed.
Yes.
She's been featured as a psychotherapist on TLC's Big Medicine, and Mary Jo works with Fox on daily segments entitled Mind, Body, and Soul with Mary Jo. She educates couples and parents on building more intimacy into their relationships in effort to build healthier families. I think this is good because I think a lot of families don't have that kind of intimacy that they need. But you can also read about her, read her work, because you can find her in Cosmopolitan, Women's, People. She's all over the place. But today, she's right here on the Staying Young Show. Mary Jo, thanks for coming on with us.
Wow, it's a privilege. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so let's talk about you. Why is this your passion, so to speak?
Well, I really realized that I do a lot of therapy, and it was much harder before I did the therapy part first and got the graduate degree. And then I started thinking, you know, where the big problem breaks down is intimacy. You have to know how a couple is getting along in the bedroom. And so I added that component, and it's made a big difference in saving marriages, in saving families, and just helping people. Knowledge is power, and if you teach them, many times they'll go on to create an awesome marriage, where otherwise they were settling in these miserable marriages that, you know, really showed their kids that this is what marriage looks like. And I'm so against that. You can create a great marriage just as you can create a miserable one.
So I think when we talk about intimacy, and correct me if I'm wrong, maybe this isn't everybody, but it seems like when you're in a marriage, there's two kinds of sex you're going to have, right? There's the kind that is like, oh my gosh, I'm so tired, you know, but you're right before bed or you're right when you're waking up. But then there's the, you know, the candlelight, the music, the, you know, 45-minute makeout session. But I think you got to have a little bit of both, right?
You have to have both because, you know, both, everybody's busy. You know, now we have both people out of the house working. We have kids. And so being open to sex, first of all, being open to the sense of intimacy. You know, I think where America is having a lot of problems right now is they're equating sex with intimacy. Like they're using sex as the be all. Like the, you know, if you're having sex, then you have a healthy marriage. And that is simply not true. Because many people who have sex, good sex lives, aren't really building the intimacy. And the intimacy is the connection. You will never break a relationship up because there's no sex, but you will break it up if you're not having intimacy. Because you're basically not connected.
So what are some of the warning flags that a relationship is in trouble?
You know, the biggest one that I pay attention to is the contempt shown to me by the couple. So if your partner's rolling their eyes or they make nasty humor jokes, sarcasm, criticism, those kinds of things are a really big red flag. And also, if your partner...
Wait a minute. They're like laughing at me.
She rolled her eyes right before you did this.
Right. I did.
Eye rolling is the number one form of contentment. It is passive aggressive anger.
Ooh, I've got to stop that. Maybe I can tape them or something.
Right. I mean, I think a lot of times people grow up with their parents rolling eyes.
Yeah.
And then it
true.
Becomes a habitual type thing. But when you watch couples, which I do all the time, you can see when one partner is talking and the other one starts rolling their eyes, that's a passive-aggressive anger. I put a check mark on my note with that.
I'm just curious.
Also things like defensiveness. When your partner's defensive, that means that partner is gearing up to be attacked. That means, to me, that means the communication is not helpful in that relationship. In other words, I'll bet the intimacy is broken in that relationship if I see a lot of defensiveness.
I was just curious, do you videotape the sessions and go back and look at them for...
I stop the couple. That is a fantastic question. I will stop the couple right when I see it. And I will say, you guys, something just happened. And then I'll say it to them. And then usually the guy is the one who gets more defensive. And he'll say, what? Well, I have to do that. She's attacking me all the time. And then that will start another little source of communication so I can watch.
I'm just getting a vision.
Wait.
Okay, now I know what we're going to do. Well, you know, communication is the number one bedroom killer. If you don't have good communication.
Because they do too much of it, right? It's like, just shut up and get naked.
Exactly.
I want to talk about it beforehand. Just get naked.
You know, women need to talk about it because we can't shut it off. We're just so, I mean,
our brains are
meant for detail and looking at
it. Really just go there.
Yeah. Well, that's why women's sex performance goes up with drugs like Adderall, because it helps them focus.
That's good to know. That is really good to know.
You don't want to take Adderall.
He's going to be writing that for everybody. Let me give your wife
Adderall. Ritalin's better because you can grind it up.
Put it in orange juice.
Goodness.
But probably she won't appreciate it.
So you mentioned.
But now she wants to talk afterwards all night long.
She's not
going to sleep.
It's like,
honey, I'm going to sleep. It's like, no, we're talking for hours now. You know, I'm up, you're going to be up.
I think that's a good sign.
You know, you mentioned 15 warning signs, and, you know, really, 15?
Well, there's probably a lot more. There's contempt. There's eye rolling. Of course, that's one of the contempts. There's criticism. I keep track of that. There's resentment. If you go to touch your partner and you'll notice they'll kind of wince or push you away, that for sure is a sign. And I think when your partner no longer, you know, eye contact is everything. And when they're really into you, they'll look at you when they talk, and you can see that in marriages or relationships, no matter how long the couple's been together. But when they no longer value that person, they avert their vision. Like, they're no longer looking at them. When they're talking in a group, they won't look, their eyes won't search for their partner. And that's a big sign. And I think just being, you know, you're no longer thinking of your partner. Like, you're not thoughtful anymore. All those little things you used to do for them, you stop doing. And any of these, when they come up, if they come up more than two times in a row, I would address it. I would say, you know, I just kind of noticed. Is there something you're upset about?
And then they get real defensive.
Yeah, I was going to say, we got to go to break.
Well, they might if you attack them. If you just bring it up, you know, how you bring things up is everything, too. And if you rather than accuse them, if you say, you know, I noticed this,
right,
and I'm wondering if you're
She's
upset.
Got to go to break, but we'll be back here in just a minute. But, you know, the question when we come back is, are you able to turn off these observations when you're not in your professional mode?
Well, I've been married forever. We have to talk about that.
All right. We got to give a shout out to the military. You guys and gals, we love you. Thanks for listening. We can see you're downloading all over the globe. We want to thank you for your service. And when we come back, we're going to have more talk. That's right. More talk about intimacy, how you can get more in your relationship. Don't go away.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Imagine being able to reach your doctor at any hour or be seen the same day you call by healthcare professionals who know and care about you. What if you could have your yearly exam and all your primary care visits covered for the entire year? Well, no need to imagine. This is the reality of Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Programs. Learn more about Executive Medicine of Texas and our concierge programs by going to emtexas.com or call 1-800-910-3932. That's emtexas.com, 800-910-3932.
You would never neglect routine maintenance on your high-performance car, and neither should you neglect your own body. Our health is the best asset we have, and you need to protect yours. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Programs, Age Management Programs, and Yearly Concierge Packages at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 800-910-3932. That's StayYoungAmerica.com, 800-910-3932. Take charge of your health and feel better and younger today.
When it comes to your breasts, trust Solis Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results. Solis Mammography offers state-of-the-art 3D mammography, so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. When it comes to your mammo, go where I go. Solis Mammography.
So call now and find a facility near you. 866-717-2551 or go online at solismammo.com.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
When you're a health and wellness expert, people pay special attention to the way you look, and I'm always being asked about my flawless skin. My secret is actually based on science. I use stem cell cream, which helps rebuild my skin from the inside out, turning back the hands of time. Goodbye wrinkles and goodbye age spots. Hello, young and flawless skin. You can order Lifeline stem cell products at stayyoungskin.com or call 800-910-3932. Stayyoungskin.com, 800-910-3932.
You would never neglect routine maintenance on your high-performance car, and neither should you neglect your own body. Our health is the best asset we have, and you need to protect yours. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Programs, Age Management Programs, and Yearly Concierge Packages at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 800-910-3932. That's StayYoungAmerica.com, 800-910-3932. Take charge of your health and feel better and younger today.
If you're like me, going to the doctor has never been at the top of your priority list. The hassle of finding a doctor and then sitting in a crowded waiting room has never been appealing. Luckily, I've been empowered to take charge of my health through the Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Program. The program includes a half-day extensive physical exam, complete with hormone evaluation, and then followed up with a plan designed just for me, where all the primary care visits with my Executive Medicine of Texas doctor are covered for the entire year. And the best part? My doctor is just a phone call away at any time. Each member of the Executive Medicine of Texas team works with you to help you achieve your personal health goals. If you're ready to take charge of your health, check out the Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Programs at emtexas.com or call 800-910-3932. emtexas.com or 800-910-3932. Don't be that person who puts off your health until it's too late. Visit emtexas.com or call 800-910-3932.
Looking for the Fountain of Youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
Okay, so I am really excited about this topic. We're talking about intimacy. We're talking about increasing your sex life. And we have on with us Mary Jo Rapini. She's a licensed certified intimacy sex relationship psychotherapist. I think I'm going to say that over and over and over because I've got it down.
But you I do have it down.
But I got to tell our listeners real quick, grab a pen because we have the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day coming up at the end of the show. You're going to need this phone number, 844-WELL-100. It's your chance to win a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection. That's a lot of fun. So grab that pen and be ready for that coming up.
So let me give you reasons why you want to have sex. Dr. Gammon will love this. It increases longevity by up to 50%, both men and women. It elevates levels of DHEA, right?
Nice.
Post intercourse. So besides the exercise, and we've talked about that, the hormone oxytocin levels. So people who, they've correlated, the more sexually active you are, the longer you live. So now tell us how we can improve that amongst ourselves.
Mary Jo?
Yeah, you're asking me.
That's your cue.
Yeah. So you told us how to identify when it, you know, you told us how to identify when it's bad. You know, all the, you know, I saw Hillary Clinton last night was addressing something. She was pulling the classic bill, pointing in one direction and looking the other, which is like telltale for I'm lying to you, right? I mean,
right. Well, the first thing. Yeah, and I, you know, getting back to what you say, the first thing I would really encourage your listeners is, you know, be honest about what you need in the bedroom, because so many people, especially women, they'll fake an orgasm or they won't tell their partner what feels good or what doesn't feel good. And so they keep getting what they don't like. And that's the first thing I would tell couples. You know, start wanting, start owning your sex life and respecting it, because just like you said, it is healing. I mean, with a Climax, all kinds of incredible things, all good, happen to your body. And
not always. I mean, have you ever had a cramp in your butt or something, or in your leg, and you're like, hold on.
Yeah, but even that is a good sign. I mean, your body is really alive. So
stay hydrated.
Stay hydrated. I would say the number one thing is start with massage. You can start in the shower or start in the bathtub. I would start with a massage with feeling each other's bodies, because as people do get older, what happens is many times the way each other looks is not desirous to one of the partners. And so you have to get out of that visual field and you have to start touching each other again. So start with massage, blindfold your partner. Play with them, you know, like have massage oils and massage each other, or go professionally and get a massage together. The Japanese spa massage is one of the best. Massage, do it.
I'm sorry, I got to tell you a really funny story. we went to, what was the name of that place?
10,000 Waves.
Yeah, 10,000 Waves. So we were at 10,000 Waves in New Mexico, in Santa Fe, right?
Yeah, that is an awesome place.
He's looking at me like, I can't believe you're going to say this. All I'm going to say is the first time I'd been to like a place like that. But, you know, you get a couple's massage and all that, and then they give you your own room. But it's all open to the side of the mountain, and there was like this little bed. And I'm like, why is there a bed in here? I'm sorry, but you know, I think people that are more accustomed to going to those spas would get it. But the first time I went there, I was like, why? I mean, I knew why there was a hot tub and you're supposed to enjoy the mountain.
That was a massage where you had to bring your own happy ending.
There's a reason I'm not commenting too much on these things.
Yeah, I noticed you're
especially quiet. He's totally red in the face.
Well, nobody likes what I'm going to say next, but I am a big believer in scheduling sex. I tell my couples all the time, if you schedule it, you're going to have it. If you don't, there's a good chance it's going to get squeezed in and not.
But that's assuming you're not having it regularly, right?
Pardon?
I mean, isn't that assuming you're not having it regularly?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think if you're having it regularly and it's like a quickie most of the time, I'm not sure both couples are satisfied.
Right. Yeah, so you say, okay.
Whereas if you schedule it, you can make it a special afternoon. You could start out with a nice bath. You can have a couple drinks, some light food together. You can make the afternoon so much more intimate. And then the sex part is more enjoyable for both people. Everybody's in too big of a hurry. And sex and intimacy are two areas you can't be in a hurry. You've got to slow down to enjoy them.
I could see everyone listening to the show breaking out their Outlook and their iPhone
schedules
right now.
Okay, honey,
how
about next Wednesday?
Well, no,
that's good for me. What about Thursday?
Yeah, you should take turns scheduling, and you should make it a big deal. Like, I'm picking you up at 5:30. I'm gonna pick you somewhere.
I'm gonna wash the car.
It's going to be something fantastic. Or if you're someone that you really like good music or you like candlelight, then you know exactly what the atmosphere is going to look like. It really helps people.
Okay, so
couples feel good.
I can't let you go without bringing up just a different topic real quick. And that is cancer survivors. I mean, intimacy for cancer survivors can be tough. So let's talk about this for a minute.
Yes, let's, because this is a huge area and I work with it a lot. So the change in body after going through, you know, surgery or chemotherapy or radiation, your skin changes, the way your partner touches you matters, the way you feel about yourself is completely different. If you're a woman that has a mastectomy, many times the husband will begin feeling like the caretaker. He no longer, he misses the body part, but he doesn't want to tell her that because he doesn't want to hurt her feelings. He has to adjust to the way she looks. She has to adjust to it. And then she has to begin feeling like a woman again, a complete woman. And that's really tough. And for guys who have cancer, they end up feeling very vulnerable because they can no longer work many times. They may have a colostomy, or if they had prostate cancer, they're not going to be able to make love in the same way they did before. And all these issues, they need to talk to somebody about, or at least they need to be validated that what they're feeling is not stupid, it's not weird, it's a completely 100% normal, and they will work through it.
And it doesn't have to be cancer. I mean, we see people where their spouses maybe had a heart attack, and they're terrified they're going to kill them. You know?
Exactly. But, you know, once you get the okay from your doctor, heart disease actually is one of those diseases that you'll do so much better.
Right.
Your heart will be healthier if you can get back into your routine of intimacy and sex. But the first time is very scary. And I don't know who it's scarier for, the person who had the heart attack or the partner.
Yeah.
Because, you know, both people kind of have a lot of trepidation going forward with it. But, you know, also all these things change all of your chemicals, all of your hormones, the way your body used to work. So it's important that you take your time and you don't get frustrated if it doesn't work the first time. I work with a lot of diabetics also, and they have a tough time in the bedroom.
Well, let's talk about ways to steam up. I mean, I read something that you may or may not agree with, but I read something that, and gosh, I can't believe I'm going to say this on air, but that you should, like, kind of like the Greeks, have a little fruit in there and really, you know, enjoy it, but make it a complete atmosphere.
Yeah, right. I can see you. You're going to have something edible in the same room where you're...
I'm a big
where body fluids may contaminate.
Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with that. But I do think, you know, any kind of, like any kind of serious medical condition, the biggest problem is pain. And so making sure that you're medicated, that you've taken your pain medication at least an hour before, that you kind of, it's kind of like we were talking already about scheduling sex, like you make the time for it and you don't make an objective like, okay, I'm gonna orgasm, that you make it more about reconnecting, about reloving. And many of my, like, cancer survivors, they don't even want to show their scar to their partner. They've been protecting it. If they're still doing that, then making sure that they're comfortable with the lighting and, you know, where you're making love and getting intimate, all those things are an important part. And I'm glad you brought that up, because we kind of think you're just going to go to the bedroom the same way you always did and everything's going to be the same, but nothing's the same after you've gotten any kind of a life-threatening disease.
Well, you've been a pleasure to come on. I want to tell our listeners about your book, Recoupling, a Four-Part Guide, Recoupling, a Four-Part Guide. And this is Mary Jo Rapini, and that's R-A-P-I-N-I. Thank you, Mary Jo. You've been fantastic.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I enjoyed both of you. Don't roll your eyes.
All three of us. All right, so I want to tell our listeners, don't forget, grab that pen, 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100, and the podcast on iTunes. You can download them for free. We always say you can get smart while you exercise. So don't forget, StayYoungAmerica.com. That's StayYoungAmerica.com. 844-WELL-100, Dementia Defender, Riddle of the Day, coming up. Your chance to get a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Imagine being able to reach your doctor at any hour or be seen the same day you call by healthcare professionals who know and care about you. What if you could have your yearly exam and all your primary care visits covered for the entire year? Well, no need to imagine. This is the reality of Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Programs. Learn more about Executive Medicine of Texas and our concierge programs by going to emtexas.com or call 1-800-910-3932. That's emtexas.com, 800-910-3932.
You would never neglect routine maintenance on your high-performance car, and neither should you neglect your own body. Our health is the best asset we have, and you need to protect yours. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Programs, Age Management Programs, and Yearly Concierge Packages at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 800-910-3932. That's StayYoungAmerica.com, 800-910-3932. Take charge of your health and feel better and younger today.
Hey everyone, this is Larry North, and for years I've helped tens and thousands of people get fit on the outside, but when it's time for me to get fit, and healthy on the inside, I know who I turn to. It's my doctors at Executive Medicine of Texas. Their executive physical program and follow-up care helps me stay in charge of my health and, more importantly, of my life. You have one body, and do not trust it to just a five-minute checkup. Get the physical that you need and, more importantly, one you deserve. Call Executive Medicine of Texas today. The number is 817-552-4300 or go right to the web at emtexas.com. The number again is 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. Remember, at Executive Medicine of Texas, we want you to become healthier, leaner, and most importantly, happier. Don't put it off any longer. Pick up the phone today, 817-552-4300.
What kind of supplements do you take? And did you know that not all supplements are created equal? Now, pharmaceutical-grade supplements are regulated to actually contain what they say they contain. And the Stay Young Vitamin line is a pharmaceutical-grade supplement line dedicated to bringing you only the purest and highest quality ingredients. Best part is most of our supplements are gluten-free and vegetarian. You can order online at StayYoungVitamins.com or you can call 1-800-910-3932 for a free color catalog. That's online at StayYoungVitamins.com or call 1-800-910-3932 for a free color catalog. That Stay Young Vitamin line is pharmaceutical-grade supplements made with the purest and the highest quality ingredients just for you. StayYoungVitamins.com, 1-800-910-3932.
Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young Vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young Resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit StayYoungVitamins.com.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young Radio Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, it's everybody's favorite part of the show. So don't forget, grab your pen, 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100, because we've got the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day coming up. That's your chance to get a free, that's right, didn't cost you a thing, free copy of the book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. You're going to need that number, 844-WELL-100. Dementia Defender is coming up.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
All right, so today we've got Alex Rice. She is actually the daughter of ex-Notre Dame quarterback Tony Rice. I know you guys remember her, but you probably saw her on Bad Girls Club Chicago. Thank you so much for coming on with us.
No, of course, of course.
So, all right, this is going to be fun because the doctors have, you know, they've come up with five questions for you. Depending on how you do on these questions, you could win some stuff. So you can win some resveratrol, which is a fabulous supplement out of the Stay Young Vitamin line. It's a pharmaceutical supplement. And if you do really good, we'll send you some Lifeline Stem Cell Cream to keep you looking beautiful and young, but not like you need any help there. You look fantastic.
Oh, girl. Thank you. I'm nervous. You're making me nervous.
Now let's see how smart you are.
Oh, no.
If you don't know the answer, just say something funny. Here we go.
I'll try.
Okay,
the good news is we've got a female for these because these are kind of tilted towards it. So,
oh, good.
Women typically ovulate how often on average?
Once every 28 days.
Whoa. She didn't even say once a month. She got like on the mark. Way to go.
Okay, moving on. For a child, what is the number of chromosomes that are contributed by each parent to a baby? How many chromosomes from each parent?
Oh, not that many.
I wanted to say 23, but I know that's wrong.
No, that's right.
Oh, I'm smarter.
Yeah, you're smarter than you think. That's right. Very good.
All right, this is a true or false question. Fraternal twins are always the same sex, true or false? Fraternal twins are always the same sex.
No.
Man.
Correct. See? Fraternal, they can be either sexes.
And identicals when they're the same, right?
Would have to be.
Identical? Okay, here we go. Oh, by the way, you've got the resveratrol. You're
doing great.
You're doing great. Now you're going for the lifeline. You're going for the lifeline stem cell cream.
Awesome. Okay, let's go.
Okay, a good source of phytochemicals. These are antioxidants. What's a good source of phytochemicals?
Strawberries.
Yeah.
Well, we'll give it to you. It's fruits and vegetables.
It's fruits and vegetables.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
We're very generous.
Okay. Last question. Turmeric is a spice that is noted for reducing what? What kind of effects does turmeric have on our body?
I have no clue. My grandmother actually refuses to let me use it.
Yeah, not good.
I have no clue.
Take a guess.
You need to go talk to grandma. She probably needs it.
Take a guess.
Turmeric, I probably...
reduces...
cholesterol.
That's a good guess, though.
Yeah, that's good.
But,
blood pressure, I have no clue.
It's an anti-inflammatory, so it helps with achy joints and such.
But I think we're going to give her the lifeline anyways.
Sure.
Because she's pretty smart. And you're a lot of fun. So tell us about your time here on Bad Girls Club Chicago. Are you really a bad girl?
I'm not a bad girl. I'm not a bad girl at all. Actually, my family is very, like, education oriented. I've got, like, you know, the doctors, the lawyers, the school teachers. They're all very great lake people. So I kind of thought, like, it was my chance to just go do something different. I just graduated college. I spent, you know, how many years going to school, and it was just a switch up for me, a new experience. So that's what I took it as.
So where'd you graduate from?
I graduated from Marquette.
And what did you study?
Psychology and criminology.
Oh, see, this is why you're so smart. That's why you got so many of these right. So are you trying to get into the criminal mind?
Yeah, I actually, and this is going to sound really morbid, I'm really into serial killers.
You should land something on like CSI or something.
Yeah, but I want to be like BD Wong on Law and Order.
Oh, there you go.
So I want to be like an FBI profiler kind of thing.
I think that you would be really good for that. Let's call up Hollywood. Let him know.
Yeah. I don't know if I could play a person, but I definitely could be it in real life.
Well, as long as you're on that side of it, right?
Yeah. Acting is so hard. I had an audition on Saturday for a TV show, and I literally was about to, like, cry myself because I could not. It's really overwhelming.
People think it's easy, but you're right. It is much harder than they
acting
think.
Acting is easy. Auditioning is hard. You got to audition to get the part, and it's very nerve-wracking.
Well, you've been great. Thank you so much for coming on.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Take care. Bye.
All right,
bye-bye. She is fun. I like her.
Yeah.
So would you have anything interesting happen in the last week or so? Any interesting cases?
So, yes, when we're all children, infants, we're born with a big gland in our chest called the thymus gland. Mm-hmm. And usually as we grow, the thymus gland degenerates and ultimately goes away and there's no trace of it. But every now and then it doesn't go away. It can persist, and sometimes you can grow a tumor in it. And then that tumor can lead to you actually getting a condition known as myasthenia gravis, where your nerves don't work right and your muscles get very weak. So we had such a case recently, and you find this on a CAT scan. So people come in with muscle weakness. You do some studies on their nerves. You find out they have myasthenia. Then you look for this thymus gland in the chest and the tumor. And although there's medicine for myasthenia, you can remove the tumor and cure the condition without any medicine.
Whew, Man.
Yeah, so it's interesting.
How often have you seen it? Is this your first case? I mean, it doesn't sound
it's
like
probably
that's common.
Twice in my whole career. Wow. So it's very uncommon.
I was just curious. I mean, was the thymus gland enlarged, or was it just the tumor or the
No, it was enlarged.
The whole thing was. Because then it raises the question, you know, we talk about when you're born, that is that thymus gland involutes and shrinks. That corresponds with the age of the organism. And so in cases where they can keep the thymus enlarged or make it bigger and go back to the, you know, the youthful size, it reverses the aging process. And this is kind of one of the areas where they're working on anti-aging, you know, medications is how do you do that? And so I wonder if there's something that they may be testing my MG patients for or something.
I'm not aware of that.
Yeah, I'll have to look that up.
Well, this is why I love doing this, these little interesting cases, because a lot of times you guys see things that are very unusual. And a lot of people, especially at Executive Medicine Texas, people have been to all these doctors and they don't know what's wrong with them. And they come in and we put them through a day full of testing, and then you can really pinpoint and change their lives forever. And I think that's a really good thing to do.
Well, it's time. Yes, it's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender is swooped into the control room with his cape with a double D on it. This week we have a really easy riddle. This is so easy.
You're going to make people feel dumb if they don't get it. You shouldn't do that.
It's so easy. You are participating in a race, and you overtake the second person. What position are you in now? Send in your answers.
All right, so this is how you do it. You're going to call us at 844-WELL-100. That's a free call. 844-WELL-100. It's your chance to win a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection, but you got to give us your correct answer, your name, and your address so we can send you the book. And if you got it right, we'll send you out a book, and it won't cost you a dime. But, again, you got to give us your name, your address, and you got to give us the answer to the riddle. We had somebody actually call and give us everything and never give us the answer to the riddle. So you got to have it all. It's the full package. We'll send out that book, Age to Perfection. Don't forget, you can go to stayyoungamerica.com. You can find all kinds of great links there. And we link to the Stay Young Vitamin line. We also link on that same site over to the Lifeline Stem Cell Cream. And you can link to our Facebook page. So that's really the only one you got to remember, stayyoungamerica.com, because you can go from there everywhere we talk about.
So, Judy, after the show, we need to break out your schedule and compare our schedules.
Oh, really? I don't think we need to schedule it, honey. I'm just saying.
And we're finishing 8 minutes early today. So, Jim and I, what, Jim Berger, you want to go grab something?
All right. Thanks for listening. It's always a pleasure to bring you great information. Don't forget, follow us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Hi, this is Dr. Walter Gammon, co-author of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, and partner at Executive Medicine of Texas. I want to talk to the women out there for a moment. The female body starts to change as early as age 30. Finding an adequate balance of hormones is the best way to stay young and stay looking and feeling young. Executive Medicine of Texas is able to do a full assessment of your hormonal levels and make recommendations accordingly. Our two-visit assessment includes 19 laboratory tests, physician assessment, mammogram, and recommendations. If you're a candidate for bioidentical hormones, we'll prescribe a dose that is as individual as you are. Schedule your assessment today and start feeling better tomorrow. Call 1-800-910-3932 or visit emtexas.com. That's 800-910-3932 or visit emtexas.com.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. from grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you to advice on sex and your health. The book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger, and no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932.